Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A lot to recap from yesterday. Maybe some breaking news with Deshaun Watson. Keep an eye on what's going on with the LIV Tour. You know, I was talking about some of the golfers at the British Open, the Open Championship. Then next thing we find out is our good buddy David Faherty is leaving NBC for the LIV Tour. Charles Barkley will probably get his offer tomorrow night from the LIV Tour. Charles could be going to the LIV Tour. Now, that to me would be bigger than any of these other golfers. If you say, now Phil Mickelson got this started because that added some legitimacy. So you go, wow, okay, Phil's going. And then you had Dustin Johnson, you had Patrick Reed, Bryson DeChambeau, you had some names. And then all of a sudden, it's like, and David Faraday's going to go be one of the announcers. Okay, they don't have a TV deal yet, but they have an announcer. And then they might have the most valuable announcer, analyst, voice in the business with Charles Barkley. Charles doesn't make a great salary at TNT. I think it's less than $10 million a year. And he's more valuable than any of the other voices right now. In my opinion, he's the most valuable voice in sports media. You throw in all the commercials because he may lose those endorsements. A lot of these players who have joined the LIV Tour lost endorsements. Charles knows that he may lose those. So if you're going to go after Charles Barkley, you don't have a TV deal, and you have David Faherty, what are you going to give Charles Barkley? And Charles says he's going to listen to them, I believe, tomorrow night, and decide what he's going to do, and he might have to leave TNT. That's why this is a huge deal. And Charles knows that he may have to leave TNT to do this. What's the problem?
When you said that, we were all thinking to ourselves, okay, if Charles Barkley, he doesn't cover golf for a living generally, so he could go cover some golf on the side, make $10 million, and wouldn't bother anybody. As soon as you said he may have to leave TNT, that's where we all went, no way, Charles can't do that.
Well,
for any amount of money.
I, I'm just putting it out there, what I was told this morning. Charles knows he may have to leave TNT. That would be bad for everybody. So you can say, oh my gosh, these golfers, if Cameron Smith is going to leave. By the way, you know, he's from Australia. Greg Norman, the last Australian to win the Open Championship, and that's probably a conversation that they've had or been having, and we're still waiting to see if he's going to join the LIV Tour. But if Charles Barkley would leave TNT and go to the LIV Tour, that's a big deal. That has nothing. That's not growing the game. Now you're taking away from the NBA with this. This has nothing to do with golf, per se. And who is going to, are you more likely now to get a TV deal? And who is going to step up and wants to be that TV partner? That's what I'd be curious about. Unless TBS says, hey, we'll be the TV partner, but then they're also with the PGA Tour. They have, I think there's a partial coverage on TNT or TBS with a couple of events. Yes, Seton.
Why would he need to leave TBS or TNT?
I don't know.
Or Turner.
Charles is the one who said it, so I don't know. I mean, they may say, all right, go. Now, he may say that if I'm gonna leave, can he keep his endorsements? Because he staying at TBS, TNT, Subway, and some of the other commercials that he does, so he'd be giving those up, perhaps, because those sponsors may say you're going to the LIV Tour. Well, Charles may say, well, if I'm going to the LIV Tour, I'm going to lose these sponsors, then I'll just go here and I can work 8 to 12 weeks out of the year and make $30 million, let's say. Let's say Charles makes $10 million in salary, $10 million in endorsements, and I'm at the high side of his salary. I believe Charles is making around $7 million at TBS, which, if you look at what some of these other guys are getting, it's an absolute steal. Best bargain, Charles Barkley. But if Charles decides that he's going to go to the LIV Tour, he loses his sponsors, then maybe he'll just say, all right, you got to cover everything here, my salary and my endorsements. And maybe Charles Barkley ends up on the LIV Tour. Now, if he does, I would hope that he gets to play in some of these events.
I'll tune in.
Then that would be interesting. But I still don't know where I can find this other than streaming it. And if you're looking on return of on investment, I'm going to gather all these guys. We got some names. We might have the Open Championship winner. We got David Faraday and Charles Barkley there. All right. Maybe you get a TV deal out of this. Yeah, Paul.
The only thing I could think that makes sense is that Charles talked that he wants to retire in the near future from TNT. He's talked publicly about that. Like, there won't be a next contract. A lot of people say that. But if he wanted to retire, you know, 2 years early, that's a good payout, the LIV Tour.
And I don't know what Charles wants to do. I mean, it's a grind to do that every night or every other night at TBS. They have a lot of fun, but he doesn't enjoy watching basketball. Charles loves golf. He loves hockey, too. He loves hockey more than he does the NBA. But that's just something to keep an eye on with Charles Barkley tomorrow, from what I'm told, that I guess he'll get the offer from the LIV Tour. But then you got David Faraday. That one surprised me. But David Faraday is going to leave NBC and Golf Channel and going to the LIV Tour. All right. So we're just getting started here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. A lot of fun last night. Juan Soto beats Julio Rodriguez to win the Home Run Derby. It was fun. I enjoyed it last night. Baseball makes an all-star game format change just in case you might not go into a game going, I'm rooting for extra innings. I am, because they're going to decide it by home runs, a mini home run derby. This will be like penalty kicks in soccer. And if there is a tie after nine innings, then they settle it, of course, with home runs. Let's see. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app, and you can watch this show for free. We could never charge you given this content. And we say good morning to iHeartRadio. Fox Sports Radio, and the great number of affiliates we have around the country, numbering nearly 400. Now, here's the news we have with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's intent to sue may remain moot. 2 to 8 games could be the final range of punishment. That's the headline on Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio. Yesterday, the big news came from Charles Robinson's report. Very good NFL reporter. The NFLPA and Watson are prepared to file a federal lawsuit attacking a full season suspension. If that's the end result of the NFL's internal process. However, the feeling within the Watson camp and the union is it won't come to that. Charles Robinson says, as one source who has reviewed the materials submitted last week by the parties to the judge, Susan Robinson, told Pro Football Talk on Monday, the final punishment most likely won't be 1 year. The currently expected range is 2 to 8 games. I was told indefinite suspension because they weren't sure if there was going to be another shoe to drop. Now, the Texans settled that lawsuit. And I was told and informed the audience a couple of weeks ago that that was one that was hanging out there, that nobody was talking about the Texans' role in all of this. Well, they settled 30 lawsuits. Just like that. Done. Watson and the NFLPA should, if they haven't already, consider raising the point with the judge that if you're going to respond to this, the NFL investigating the Texans over that situation that resulted in 30 civil settlements, that any league action against the Texans would provide further proof of a double standard between club management and players of what happened to the Texans and what could happen to Deshaun Watson. So it's a lot of legalese here. And the NFLPA has to be with Deshaun Watson. He's a member of the union, so they have to represent him. Whether they think he's guilty or not, that's not the point. They have to fight for his behalf, and it's all about precedent. You want to make sure that he's treated the same way that Tom Brady was, that Ben Roethlisberger was, that Ray Rice was. And yes, different crimes, but that's their job. And from what I was told a couple of weeks ago, that it felt like indefinite suspension, and I even asked a source on this, that could you see where he's not punished at all? And my source said, no, that's not going to happen, that he will be punished. The question is, how much, and is that enough to placate the NFL? Because the NFL is worried about our reaction to it, your reaction to it as fans. Like, are you kidding me? All of this, and he got 4 games, and then appeals it and gets 3 games? That's what they're worried about. Like, how much is enough where everybody goes, okay, yeah, hope that hurt. Now we move on. We got other things to worry about. And the NFL does want to move on from this. My source said that, you know, they want a strong punishment. And, you know, this comes down to the commissioner. The NFL can appeal this, and then it's heard by the commissioner. So this is an independent judge who is going to rule on this. And then the commissioner can come back and say, we're going to appeal that, and we want to give him 12 games, let's say. That is sort of the process here. And then if you threaten litigation here, taking it to, you know, the federal courts, I don't know if you do it, you're going to suspend it or you want to delay the suspension here. So there's a lot of games being played here. Could it come down? And I think that the decision is going to come down maybe this week. Camps are opening up. The NFL knows, you know, need to be fair to everybody involved in this. I don't know what their time frame is on it. And they have other cases that they have to hear. There's other disciplinary action. I mean, there's so much more that goes. It's not like they're just going, we got one thing on our agenda, to-do list, Deshaun Watson. There's a lot of other things. But I think those are things to keep an eye on. How much is enough? How much is not enough? And is it worth saying we're going to appeal, and then Deshaun Watson's camp goes, oh, okay, well, maybe we take this to a higher court here. And I think that's really going to be the key here. Yeah, Paulie.
I think what's going to be interesting, let's say this story breaks on Thursday, and it's, Deshaun Watson, hypothetically, let's say he gets 8-game suspension. the entire casual sports fan world is going to say, oh, Commissioner Goodell took it easy on him. Commissioner Goodell has nothing to do with this, apparently. You know, Sue Robinson is a neutral arbitrator who's going to make this decision. But I think all the blame will go on the feet of Roger Goodell, even though he's not involved in the punishment.
And one of the strongest arguments on Watson's behalf actually comes from the language of the policy involved here. Ownership and club or league management have traditionally been held to a higher standard and will be subject to more significant discipline. Well, that hasn't been the case. You know, the Texans settled. Are the Texans going to be punished here? You know, there's a lot of precedent that could be set here. And I think that's what Deshaun Watson's legal team is looking at. And if you're the NFL, how much is enough is what it's going to come down to. But I was told that you could get a decision by the end of this week with Deshaun Watson. I don't know if it's a final decision because you're going to have both sides to agree. You know, the NFL has to say, all right, we're not going to appeal this. And then, therefore, Watson's camp won't go, all right, let's take this to a higher court here. But those are just some of the things that are going on. A little bit later on, we'll talk some baseball. Good buddy Kevin Mellah from the Major League Baseball Network, the former Oregon wide receiver, one of the better hurdlers in the world, Demna Allen will join us. He's getting ready to go to the Eagles camp as a wide receiver. Hadn't played football in 6 years. And he can tell us about this false start that they had, that he was disqualified. He was in the finals for the hurdles and was probably expected to certainly medal, if not be the favorite to win it all. Yes, Eaton?
Does someone like Demna Allen going to camp, having not played in 6 years, is that just a sort of byproduct of how important speed has become? And not that it wasn't always, but it seems like you've got especially quick wide receivers right now.
I always go back to Ronaldo Nehemiah, who was one of the great hurdlers, Olympic hurdlers, and he played for the 49ers. And trying to make that transition from being a hurdler, and your body is in a different shape than it would be if you're an NFL player, but he was a great returner, very dangerous returner at Oregon, but to be out of the NFL for 6 years, I'm going to ask him, could that be a good thing? And trying to make the Eagles roster here. So he'll join us a little bit later on. Phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. You can email, tweet as well. Poll question coming up. Take a break. Just getting started on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Record high temperatures everywhere. And you want to be cool. You want to look cool, but actually literally be cool. And you can do that. Link Soul. LinkSoul.com. Link Soul, they have the Boardwalker AC collection. Keeps you cool wherever you go. And we're talking about technology here. They have a fabric specifically designed to be moisture wicking, quick drying. And they use laser technology to add precision cut perforations, maximum airflow. And that's featured in the Boardwalker AC short, the Saturday workout short, or even the classic chino. The AC technology comes in every style that you need. Every day we come in and we go, what are we wearing today with Link Soul? I got the hoodie on today. I got the chinos on today. Paulie's got the shorts on today.
Very breezy.
Yeah. Todd is a big fan.
I love them. I got my nice blue shorts. I'm feeling nice and cozy cool.
Yeah. Picks up the blue in my eyes. I always appreciate that, Todd. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Link Soul. They've got something for you to keep you cool in more ways than one. LinkSoul.com, LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the newsletter available. Comes out at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, and it recaps everything on the show. Also gives you a head start on some of the great T-shirts we have. Sign up, danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner. This program brought to you by the great folks at Stiefel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. We strive to reach our financial goals. And you can't afford to make mistakes. Go alone. Don't do it. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stiefel financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. SEC Media Day. It's almost like a fan fest because there's nothing going on there other than a bunch of guys talking to the media. But people waiting in line and dressed up, it's like they're going to a football game. And Greg Sankey is the commissioner. He's basically the commissioner of college football, but he's the SEC commissioner. And he talked about the possibility of the SEC expanding even further.
There's no sense of urgency in our league. No panic in reaction to others' decisions. We know who we are. We are confident in our collective strength. And we are uniquely positioned to continue to provide remarkable experiences educationally and athletically, along with world-class support to student-athletes.
Okay. He's basically the guy at the club who decides who gets in. You know, the guy who's always behind the velvet rope. And I can tell you how uncomfortable it is to stand out there, as I did in my early days in New York City. Never got in. Ever. Wasn't good looking. Nobody knew who I was. Wasn't dressed appropriately. But you're outside and you're way, hey, I'm right here. And they would look right by you because they wanted interesting people in there. I was sort of Kansas football.
Non-threatening.
Nobody wants me. Like, oh, that's all right. That's cute. All right. You want to be more than Kansas football if you want to get behind the velvet ropes. You get to be Texas. You get to be Oklahoma. Now, keep in mind, there's a lot of things that are going on right now. The key is, through all of this, Notre Dame, the states of Florida and North Carolina. That's what's going on right now. Notre Dame, the states of Florida and North Carolina. I'll explain. Notre Dame and the Big Ten. The TV deal was supposed to be done by Memorial Day. It's been held up. Notre Dame, it just came out yesterday, wants $75 million to continue their partnership with NBC and be an independent. Notre Dame, if they get a better deal to join the Big Ten or they don't get that deal from NBC, now all of a sudden, if Notre Dame joins the Big Ten, now you might get reaction elsewhere. And other schools may go, uh-oh, Notre Dame's joining the Big Ten. Does the Big Ten then go after other schools? Well, here's a list from what I'm told. For the Big Ten, after Notre Dame, the plan would be North Carolina, Duke, NC State, Virginia, Virginia Tech, and Syracuse. So that's the bigger picture, bigger possibility here. So now you take care of the state of North Carolina. You get Notre Dame. If you get Notre Dame, you're going to get the Northeast. So the SEC, as I told you last week, is looking at Clemson, Miami, and Florida State. Now, Central Florida is also in the mix. Georgia Tech's in the mix. Louisville is in the mix as well. For the SEC, that would mean that you would lock up Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky. That's what this is all about. It's like a game of Risk. If you've ever played that game where you roll dice and you try to take over an entire country, that's what's going on. It's a big game of Risk. And the app word title is Risk. The Big 12. Big 12 and Pac-12 are not going to merge. That news came out yesterday. But from what I'm told, the Big 12 will look at Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado. And that'll be in the next couple of weeks. Pac-12 trying to repair the damage done by a former commissioner over the last 12 years. And really, it comes down to, can you get a TV deal? So there's a lot of things that are going on right now. Also, that the USC-UCLA announcement, they announced that on June 30th. They want to give a clear year, one clear year for the Pac-12 to avoid any possible legal complications. The governor, Gavin Newsom, has already said, hey, you know what? We may not allow this, or we don't want to allow this. Because keep in mind, USC's private and UCLA is public. Public institution, private institution. So they're giving a year for the legal process to play out here. Let me see if there's anything else. No, that's about it. My source said, in the end, Notre Dame is the key. Their athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, is the key. He's known this for 20 years, that they were going to get to this point about were they going to stay an independent. So you have that. You have Notre Dame, the states of Florida and North Carolina, and that will be the pivot in all of this with expansion. And it's not a question of if, but when. Yeah, Paul.
Brian Kelly, the LSU head coach, talked yesterday, and he was asked about Notre Dame, what he thinks they're going to do. And he was cautious, of course, but he goes, he said the people at Notre Dame, Jack Swarbrick, they're going to make the best decision for Notre Dame, and it's going to help any area of college football. But he goes, they're going to take their time. They don't make rash decisions.
No, and if you get $75 million, and I was told last week from a source that is involved in this, said that he thought Notre Dame was going to stay an independent. But the Big Ten media rights, what's that mean for Notre Dame? And if they do join. But the fact that, you know, the ACC would not exist anymore, the Pac-12 would be kind of scattered, going to the Big 12 here, and then you might get to the point where we have three large conferences, SEC, Big 10, and Big 12. And maybe you get 20 teams, 22 teams in each of these conferences. So now we get close to 60, which I thought was the magical number, and maybe you just split it up. That's where we're headed. Expand the playoffs in a couple of years, but that's sort of the backdrop of everything that's going on right now. Yeah, Seton.
Why does $75 million not seem like a big number to me for Notre Dame?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, hey, they want $75 million. It's like, that's it?
And those are for just their home games, because their road games were, I think, normally on ABC or ESPN. The home games, so you're paying that kind of money for Notre Dame home games. But everybody's saying all the right things, you know, all these coaches, you know, they're all picking their words carefully. In fact, here's Brian Kelly talking about, this is now the LSU head coach, about musical chairs.
From your perspective as someone that's on the inside, seeing all these other teams that are trying to get on the inside, can you describe what that's like?
Musical chairs, and then the music's going to stop here, and you're not going to have a place at the table. And I think that's scary for a lot of universities, and there's not enough chairs for everybody. That's the current state of college football.
Absolutely. It's what I've been saying, and it's a great summary by Coach Kelly. It's a game of musical chairs. And if you're Florida State, you're Clemson. What are we going to do? Miami, what are we going to do? SEC. We don't need to make a move right now.
We're good.
Yeah.
We don't have to listen, okay? We're the SEC.
Yeah.
All right? We're wagging the dog, okay? We don't have anything to worry. We're not going to freak out about a couple of moves, okay?
Here is Lane Kiffin talking about college football is now professional.
I'm sure other people said it. I said it day one. You legalize cheating, and so get ready for the people that have the most money to get the best players. And now you have it. So it is what it is. And as far as a general manager to manage that, we aren't allowed in the current system to manage what they make. So so there isn't, well, we're not there yet. And I don't know that we ever will be. That's just what I said it should be, because that's what any other, you know, professional sports, which is what we are now, does.
And it feels like everybody's waiting for the other person to jump in or say something or do something, and then somebody's going to do something. Because it's all about the student-athlete, right? Yeah, Paul.
I think I just figured it out. Lane Kiffin's role in the SEC, he's Kieran Culkin's role in secession. He's Roman Roy. He says what everyone wants to say. He's kind of got that what-the-hell attitude. Mm. He's not in charge of anything, but he feels like he's in charge of everything. He's got the Roman Roy attitude.
Poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with today?
We got a couple options. We could do one off Notre Dame. We could say, since we're talking about them, in the next 5 years, Notre Dame will stay independent or join a conference. Maybe I'd do 3 years instead of five.
Yeah, let's do three.
Three?
Okay. Yeah, three years, Notre Dame. Yeah, boy. Well, they're independent as a football team. Now, they're in the ACC.
Well, yeah. But...
yeah.
What even is the ACC anymore?
Wow. Well, we're going to find out here in the next couple of years. You'd be like, wait, where'd everybody go? What else do you have?
Who would you give $500 million to, Juan Soto or Julio Rodriguez?
I give it to Juan Soto. Although I loved what I saw with Julio Rodriguez, that, you know, he didn't back down from the pressure there, and he went toe-to-toe. And I this is where you make a name for yourself nationally, because the Mariners have done really well in the last month and a half. But you got a 21-year-old, and he was in the home run derby. Not many people knew much about him, but I love that he had over 30 home runs in two different spins there. Let me see if I have this here. His 32 home runs in the first round, fourth most in a single round. His 31 in the second round, tied for the fifth most. And he finished with 81 home runs, second most in Derby history, behind Vlad Guerrero, had 91 in 2019.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Stat of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Soto is not quite 24, second youngest Derby champ, one day older than the 1993 champ, Juan Gonzalez. It was good for baseball last night. Albert Pujols is only a couple of years younger than Tom Brady. He's 42 years, 184 days, oldest player to compete in the Derby. And I wondered if he would have enough energy, because I think Albert Pujols was in the home run derby as a way to sort of say, hey, thank you. And this is my final All-Star appearance. And, hey, I get to go up there and hit a couple of home runs and then say goodnight to everybody. And then it's almost like, wait, I advanced? Oh, God. I don't have any. Can I get some ice, please? Yes, Todd.
And to see him so revered was so nice to see that when they were taking shots at him, they were all kind of gathered around like he was holding court. Whether he had something to say or not, they just wanted to be around him.
Yes, you got the Dominican players. They're bowing. Kyle Schwarber was bowing down to him. Now, there are people who thought Kyle Schwarber may have thrown his head-to-head match out of respect for Albert Pujols. If that's the case, okay, that's fine. It's like Mickey Mantle hit his 500th home run after it was Denny McClain served up a meatball to Mickey Mantle late in his career, and Mickey hit his 500th home run. And Denny McClain wanted to have Mickey hit his 500th home run. It's the All-Star game, having fun. It's home run derby. And you still got a legitimate champ at the end of it, because Soto is certainly that. But I just wonder, what is the number for him? 500 million? First of all, I wouldn't sign anybody to a 15-year deal. And if I'm a player, I don't want to sign a 15-year deal. If I'm going to bet on myself, and Soto probably would bet on himself, I'm guessing, get a 5-year deal, 6-year deal, then you're going to be back on the market again. Now, then you're also looking at the numbers. Is baseball going to continue to grow, or will these numbers start to come back down? Yes, Eden.
Isn't there something to be said for stability? I mean, maybe that's like a super naive way of looking at it, and I'm just kind of trying to play devil's advocate, I guess, a little bit. But
are you talking about from the player's perspective or the team?
From the player's perspective, it's almost $500 million. You basically, theoretically, your entire career is set. You're good. You got more money than you could possibly imagine. The difference between 440 and 500.
Yeah, but if I look at the numbers, he's not going to be the highest paid player in baseball, and it's over 15 years that he'd be paid that. I think if the Nationals got that, and he would be, what, 38 going on 39 when it was all said and done, then maybe they get a bargain out of that. If I'm Juan Soto, do I want to be locked in anywhere for 15 years? I would think 5 years. Like, you know, I don't know what the organization's going to do. They're not a good team now. You know, they won a World Series, but where are we going to be? And are they going to be able to spend money because they're spending all that money with you? I think that would be my great curiosity. Who's going to be your manager in 3 years or 5 years, 7 years, or the GM? Is there new ownership? Like, there's too much to chance there. Remember when Evan Longoria signed that 9-year deal? It was like $48 million, and he was in the minor leagues. And I thought at the time, wow, that seems like a long time for a guy who's in the minors. And I think it turned out to be a bargain for Tampa Bay. But I remember he signed, I think it was a 9-year, $48 million deal. Yeah, Paul.
He sure did. He was just about to be brought up, and they said, we want to lock you down now earlier and not wait for you to be Rookie of the Year, which he was, and 2-time All-Star. So Tampa ended up getting, you know, the 10 best years of his career for under $100 million.
Well, just like the Cardinals with Pujols. I mean, that's one of the best bargains in all of sports because he was a Hall of Famer after those 10 years with the Cardinals, and they didn't spend an inordinate amount of money on him. I think they got him like $100 million for the 10 years. Yeah, Paulie.
That's right on. Right on. They spent about $111 million, the St. Louis Cardinals, on Albert Pujols' 10 Hall of Fame years. Like, he is first ballot with the Cardinals.
Yeah. Would he be a Hall of Famer after the Cardinals?
By far. Like, if he stopped playing at age 30, Albert Pujols was an All-Star all 9 seasons.
No, after that.
Oh. Oh, with L.A.?
Yeah.
No. He made one All-Star team. He was a nice player with the L.A. Angels. Always tough to say. Albert Pujols hit .256 with 222 home runs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Then
nice
bad.
Career.
My bad. It's like Tom Brady's had 2 Hall of Fame careers. Like, how many players play long enough where you could be a Hall of Famer twice? Yeah, Seton.
Albert Pujols, I really enjoyed seeing him there last night. It really added something. Maybe it was the victory lap. Even if he didn't go further and he had just been knocked out in that first round, I thought it was awesome seeing him out there. For some reason, I was really rooting for him.
I like when sports remember, you know, because a lot of times it's about now as opposed to you forget about some of these great players and what they meant to the game. It was just cool to see Ken Griffey Jr. taking photos there last night. And, you know, that's a legend there, and he's taking photos, but to have those players still be involved or remembered is great. Yeah, Mar.
I think baseball does that the best. Even when Ted Williams in 99 or Cal Ripken when A-Rod made a move to shortstop for his last All-Star game and he hit a home run in that game. So I think baseball probably does that the best out of any sport.
Let's take a break. We got our play of the day coming up next. We will get to your phone calls back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
5 seconds to go with 31, 32, and he will shut it down there. What a start to this derby. 32 shots for Julio Rodriguez and a standing ovation.
Only five players in derby history have hit at least 30 home runs in a single round. Rodriguez, the only player to do it twice. That's your play of the day, courtesy of ESPN. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. How about this? Great guest programming tonight. You have Clayton Kershaw starting. And his first batter he'll face is Shohei Ohtani. That's good TV. That's what we like. Yeah, Paul.
If I'm Kershaw, I serve one up and say, hey, man, there's a lot more where that came from when you become a Dodger in 2 years. come join us.
Mm.
Anything to get him over.
Mm. I don't know. Knowing Kershaw, I think he's going to be throwing that wicked curveball there. Be like Ohtani. Hey, you're a good pitcher, good hitter, but... How about a little piece of cheese right there? You like that? That's what I would be doing.
How about a nice little piece of cheese? How about a little piece right of cheese? You like that?
Mm. How about Uncle Charlie?
See Kershaw last night sleeveless?
Oh, I know. It's like did he make that t-shirt? Did somebody rip it up and then give it to him? But he was out there as if he was out in his backyard. You know, having a barbecue or something. Andrew in Washington leads us off. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I missed yesterday if you guys celebrated the Summer League champs, Portland Trail Blazers, with the MVP of the championship game, the Trendon Watford. I know you guys are big, Summer League fans.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it. But One other question for you, Dan. I was listening yesterday about Tom Brady's parenting problems, and then you kind of said the same thing where you wanted your kids to establish themselves. I had a question. What's the hardest thing you didn't do for your kids that you could have, knowing that it'd be better for them to do on their own? With that, you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Andrew. What did I not help my kids with? Well, certainly homework. I didn't help them with that. I don't think I was patient enough with my children when it came to athletics, certainly my son, because it just came naturally to me, and I don't know if I was patient enough with him. And, he's 30. It still bothers me because he did tried everything. He just wasn't an athlete. But he's grown into a great man. But at the time, I was so caught up in my career. And you just forget. Like, they don't know you're caught up in your career. They just want to know, hey, can you teach me? And I just didn't have I didn't understand that he didn't pick it up as quickly as I did. And, even with my daughters, to get them to understand. I mean, they complain now because they have boyfriends and they're like, Dad, you never told us about sports. I'm like, you were around it constantly. And I would get it home and then I didn't want to talk sports because I didn't want to bring work home. So, that's probably a big regret. Having patience. If you're a parent, and I say this from experience, and you have children, patience and sense of humor. Those are the two things that I lacked. And I think if you have that every day, patience and a sense of humor, well, really with your wife or your husband. If you don't, then you end up with regrets like I do. Like, I didn't have any patience and I didn't have a sense of humor back then. As we've talked about, where my poor little daughter is saying, Dad, why don't you jump into the water? And I say, as I'm videotaping, why don't you mind your own business?
Fair.
Yeah.
Was there any comedy to it when you said
no,
it?
No,
there
was not.
It's so over the top, it's funny.
I should bring in that clip just so you can see. Like, my daughter was unfazed by it.
Wait, you have it?
Yeah. I recorded it. There's video.
We have to see that.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Yes. Yeah. And she goes, okay. And then she had her little floaties on, turned around and started paddling away. And I went, oh, I'm a horrible person.
In the moment you realized, oh, I shouldn't have done that?
No. It took a little while after that. I didn't know exactly at the time.
But you know what, though? Sometimes, like, I have those moments, too, where it comes out and I'm like, wow, I didn't need to be that, like, curt or rude.
No.
You know what I mean? It happened just the other day. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for a new one, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. Bang.
All together now.
The cat's in the cradle
and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home? Everybody's crying in here. We'll get together.
Yeah, pollen.
By the way, Ohtani in his career against Kershaw, 0-for-8, 4 strikeouts. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go. More phone calls coming up. Take a break. Back after this. One more item as we close out hour one on 9/11. 2,977 people were killed in terrorist attacks on American soil. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since then. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage and tries to lift that financial burden and bring their family some kind of stability. U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler is one such hero. He re-enlisted after 9/11, but a training accident left him unable to walk. After years of trying to manage, specialist Wheeler and his family moved into a mortgage-free smart home that was custom-designed for his needs. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities every day, need your help. Help the heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers. Its mission to do good. Never forget. Donate $11 a month to T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.